Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik de Cure. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
My name's Oliver Feldwick, and I'm head of innovation at an agency group called the AND Partnership. But as head of innovation there, you know, I'm looking at future technologies and trends, in particular, kind of how they relate to the sort of comms media industry. But I'm also looking at the future of what agencies look like as well. So, you know, innovative models of how we set up our operations. How does technology change what advertising agencies, creative agencies, media agencies need to look like? A lot of what I'm trying to do is look at not just what's possible with the technology, but how does that actually work into our agency process and our way of working, and what our clients want, and you know what's actually putting it into practice.
Oliver, how are you involved with synthetic media?
I have a sort of two different involvements with synthetic media. What I'm not is I'm not sort of the technical or production person at the forefront. I understand the sort of the general principles and some of the technologies that go into it, but I'm not the person making the magic happen. But I think actually there's two really interesting sides of synthetic media that I do work with a lot more. One is kind of the practical, organizational, logistical side of synthetic media. So how do we actually make this happen? How does this fit into our agency process? How do we get our existing creative processes to update and use synthetic media tools and techniques as part of their the everyday working practice? And I think we're increasingly getting to the place where you might look at a brief and you go, okay, well, we've got option A is we go and shoot something the traditional way. Option B is we explore more of a synthetic media approach. What are the pros and cons of those two? And what does it look like to do that? And then on the other side, from a more sort of theorist point of view, and I have a background in my degrees in philosophy, I think there's also a really interesting kind of cultural and ethical side of synthetic media as well. So a big part is how creatives, but also consumers, see and perceive synthetic media. Does it change what we think creativity is? To know that is a beautiful shot or a moving video less powerful if it's synthetically generated? And I think it's quite interesting as well to try and understand, is culture ready for synthetic media at scale? And that's going to be one of the main things that will hold back how much it gets used.
Oliver, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
Whenever you see a new technology, there's often the early stages, you tend to see it as a way of doing what you did previously, but in a new, better, faster way. And at the moment, I think one of the challenges we face with synthetic media is falling into doing that, of going, we're too often looking at how do we tell old or established stories in a new or cheaper way with synthetic media. But I actually think one of the challenges is having people understand it enough to then be able to apply kind of imagination to go, where could this actually take us? And where could we really go into the benefits of synthetic media? So I think that the trap is, if it's just a cheaper way to get the same effect, it may succeed, but I don't think we'll ever see the full benefit of it. If you're just using it as a way to go, we can create quality content, but cheaper, I think that would be a missed opportunity. Because I think the biggest successes are ones where it makes the impossible possible. It makes some of that can be around, letting people sort of scale their impact. So, if you're a celebrity, or if you have a unique style or approach, you can, license that and scale that through synthetic media. But I think also it means, you know, you could start looking at, just in the same way that, you know, 3D animation and the early days of Pixar, you know, was about going, well, actually, with this new medium, how can we tell stories more powerfully? I think, again, we're just at the tip of the iceberg of going, creatively, what can we do with synthetic media to tell really exciting and interesting stories and kind of do some magical creative rather than using it as a production technique. The tangible successes around, you know, synthetic media, I think are the ones where it has that kind of that magic effect. And so even though it's sort of in the experiment phase, you know, the sort of the deep Tom Cruise, I think actually as a success does do an awful lot of capturing that excitement, or similarly the David Beckham speaking in multiple languages. I think ones where it takes it away from the dark side of deepfakes into the creative side of synthetic media, I think are the big successes that we see at the moment, and I think that's where the most opportunity comes.
Oliver, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
So I think for people working on synthetic media, I think it depends, you know, what kind of role you've got working with it. I think for creatives working with synthetic media, I think there's work with it, not against it. Kind of go, actually, how is this a tool to help me do things I couldn't otherwise do? How is this an exciting storytelling opportunity? And also a little bit of, you know, it's start with the story and then see how synthetic media can help you tell it, rather than using it as a gimmick or as a one-off. I think for more, you know, organizationally looking at it, I think if you just start with the thought experiment of, you know, how could we use creative differently if it wasn't constrained by the historical constraints of working with it and of creating it. So I think there are interesting, you know, what additional opportunities does that unlock if you can, you know, generate stock imagery to that's personalized to specific needs. I think it's getting that imagination of going, well, why would that be interesting and what does that let us do? I think then on the technical side of it, when it comes to actually doing it, you know, I think there's an element of finding the right partner, not reinventing the wheel, and trying to, you know, I think we've reached the point now where actually a lot of the technologies that you need to do it are readily available, so that I think, you know, you can find the right partners to do it, but also make sure you ask it to do the right things. Like I think knowing the strengths and weaknesses of different techniques as well, I think will help you make sure you're asking the right questions. And, you know, as with all new technologies, sometimes there's a question of, you know, why should we do it this way and not, you know, the traditional way? I think being really clear on what this brings as an additional benefit so that you really, you know, you make the best use of it.
Oliver, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
I've written a couple of pieces that kind of lay out, I think, the view for synthetic media alongside a sort of broader view for the sort of the future of creative technology, where there's a piece I wrote called Unleashing Cyborg Creativity, which I think is looking at sort of synthetic media plus sort of AI powered inspiration tools plus automating simple tasks, how that can add up to I think, you know, an exciting and, you know, somewhat utopian vision of how creativity can be, you know, really sort of unleashed by working with technology in the right way. And similarly, there's another piece I wrote, which is called Do Androids Dream of Electric Consumers, which is looking a little bit more at some of the ethical questions and sort of more existential questions around, you know, what is art and what is the value of creativity as you know, as we increasingly get, you know, AI, synthetic media, all working on creative tasks. There's that thing of going, you know, why do we find human created art so important? And is that a well-founded belief or feeling? So, you know, a lot of these pieces that they're online, some of them are published, some of them are also on my Medium.
Join us next week for a new episode. by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.